Friends, I am so excited for this next episode. I had an opportunity to sit with Suzanne Zinalesko. Suzanne is a U.S. Navy captain, retired now after 26 years in the U.S. Navy. I met her in Colombia at a Dr. Joe Dispenza meditation with 1,700 people, and I had an opportunity to sit beside Suzanne, where I realize you never know who is sitting beside you. You never know the stories of the souls of those that we get to meet on this timeline that we are here on our own journey. And to have an opportunity to hear Suzanne's story, some of it is just mind-blowing. And so I'm excited to share Suzanne with our community today. As we go deep in intuition, we talk about resilience. We also talk about what it means to go 10x in our lives and how we can optimize our productivity, not just in business, but also in our life, in our health. We talk about mental wellness and mental fitness. We also touch on alternative methods of healing, whether you're healing from PTSD or as a veteran who she actually works with through some of the nonprofit work that she does, or we're going through some just overall healing of how we can better show up in the world and how we can also show up with the invitation to follow the magic that ignites our own inner essence. Suzanne and I have a beautiful heart to heart. So I hope you enjoy our episode. I hope you have an opportunity to share it with those that may be someone who you think about that needs to hear this conversation for whatever that reason. It is my mission to support people through these conversations to help you ignite the inner essence and how you can share your unique gifts with the world. So I hope you enjoy our conversation with Suzanne Zinalesko. Friends, and welcome to Lucy Smiles Living Room podcast. It is a sincere pleasure and blessing to have my guest on the show today, Suzanne Zinalesko. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Diane.
Oh, my goodness. This is 2 years in the making almost. Mm-hmm. Yes. I am honored today to sit in conversation with Suzanne. And before we get started, a little bit about Suzanne, but I do invite you to read the show notes, read the description after you've watched our interview or before to get a full scope of Suzanne's biography, if you will, not even her, you know, who she is, her essence, how she has followed the magic that ignites her own inner essence, which, you know, is my mission to showcase and converse with those who have been following their own inner magic and what that looks like for them. So Suzanne Zinalesko is a retired U.S. Navy captain and combat veteran. I'm so excited to share this with our community. A graduate of the U.S. Navy Academy and served 26 years in the U.S. Navy, specializing in naval aviation and public affairs. Suzanne has led teams on jaw-dropping missions around the world, including combat and conflict zones, everywhere from the Middle East to South America, and we will touch on South America in depth. And throughout it all, she's developed this battle-hardened way to thrive despite dangers and crisis. And that has evolved for her to create her Resilient Leader Way, which is a proprietary protocol. And Suzanne is now a professional speaker. She's an executive leader. She's an expert advisor, and she also helps businesses and professional athletes to become unstoppable in business, in sports, and in life, which I think all tie in. And so Suzanne, welcome to the Lucy Smiles Living Room podcast.
I'm so excited to be here, Diane.
I am so excited. And I was sharing with Suzanne, I'm wearing my Colombian emerald today, which part of this, every time I put this beautiful necklace on, which has its own story, is I remember you being so supportive and, you know, like prompting me and asking me, did you get your emerald? And really what this meant to me was something about my own inner essence. And I feel like your ability to hold a space for me and something that you may have found was so maybe insignificant is seriously significant for me. So Suzanne, for the context, for my audience and our beautiful community, before we get started, I want to share with everyone, I met Suzanne in South America, in Colombia. Mm-hmm. January 18 months ago, and we were in a advanced retreat for Dr. Joe Dispenza. Mm-hmm. And so amidst 1,700 people from all over the world, I think there was 86 countries present at this beautiful, beautiful week-long advanced meditative retreat, Suzanne's essence just literally flew in.
No pun intended.
Literally flew in. So Suzanne, I'm just so grateful to call you first a friend. You are an inspirational leader for me. You are a guide. You are a warrior. And the feminine energy that you hold is really prevalent. And so I would love for you to maybe just also just as we get started to share what that looked like for you in meeting, because it ties into, I believe, the conversation that we are going to have around influence, energy, and even following our intuition.
Absolutely. Great question, Diane. I'm so delighted and excited and grateful to be here. And just to take a step back, when we did meet, I remember you and Anthony sitting outside on that gorgeous terrace that we were at. And I believe there was a iguana. Like, everyone was taking pictures of that giant iguana, like near the breakfast buffet.
Just hanging out.
Yep. And I remember you were sitting in an area that was a little shady because the sun was starting to come out and it was starting to get a little warm. And I looked down at the chair and I said, is this seat taken? And they're like, it's safe for you. And from there is what was the genesis of our beautiful friendship that evolved and has become and blossomed into this wonderful partnership and sisterhood and just unlimited possibilities. But I remember sitting there and having this conversation because we were kind of sharing what we had discovered and learned from the first session that morning. And I believe it was one of his intuition and divine love and incoherence. And I think from that space, when you are in that coherence with your brain, your heart, your gut, your intuition, that's where you really make smart decisions. And it's the alchemy that happens in life. And when you can come from that very grounded place, I think it's just a amazing way to start your day and to bring us present moment right here where we are right now.
It's amazing because, you know, for those who are watching, they're thinking, okay, so Navy captain, you know, U.S. Naval Academy meets intuition. Where did the two meet? And I think that's so important because we see the, let's call it the highlight reel, right? Or the LinkedIn profile or the, you know, the bio for doing, you know, the executive leadership in this beautiful resilient leader way protocol that you've created. You're a keynote speaker. I know I would love for you to touch later on one of the keynote speeches that you did in New York City, which is just super impressive. But then there's the Suzanne that's creating the alchemy behind the scenes that's allowing you to show up as this warrior woman leader, this feminine energy, this power that you clearly exude. And so you shared a story that I think would be an awesome start to when we were sitting. And I will say, you never know who you are going to sit beside in life. And for me, you know, just the pleasure and the just the blessing of being able to hear your story, I remember walking away from you and saying, like, you cannot make that up. Like, how is it that we manifested this person? Your story is so beautiful. So share the story that you shared around Columbia, around, you know, that previous experience and what that looked like.
Yeah. So when I, as you shared from my bio, and people can read that in the show notes, but to bring it back to like the background, the context, and then where we were today, and then us being together and meeting at that, you know, just perfect timing, divine timing of sitting down. So when I was in the Navy and served in aviation, one of my tours was in Central and South America as part of the region we covered. And my career actually finished full circle because I started off there in aviation and I finished off in South America and Central America in public affairs in 2022. But when I was flying missions there, I always said one day I will be able to go into Colombia because at the time the FARC was very active and U.S. service members couldn't, you know, be on the ground in a safe manner. So we, you know, it was just cautioned. I think it was a State Department advisory saying, hey, just be mindful of this, can't go in the country at the time. And I said, one day I'll go back there. So fast forward to 2022, I'm transitioning out of the Navy, and I had had a lot of friends actually in Naples, Florida, and other areas in Florida share about Dr. Joe Dispenza and working with veterans and brain and heart coherence. And it really, you know, intrigued me and fascinated me. And I had also been introduced to him a few years back, but it was through one of my therapists for a knee injury that I had sustained. And we were doing some physical therapy and she kept playing Dr. Joe. And this was like 2021. And I said, you know, I need to probably go to one of his events. Everyone always says it. Now I kind of have the spaciousness to do that. Let's try it out. So I went to his progressive retreat in Panama. And what was really cool, and that was in 2022. And going there, it was ironically the same grounds at which I used to fly missions out of. And it was transformed because when the canal turned over, it was transformed into and given to the Panamanians. So these places that I remember were now other things. And the convention center where we had it was a magical weekend. And I just zipped around Panama City because I know it pretty much like the back of my hand.
Wow.
And so as you know, we came in and one of the days he goes, "Hey, everyone," you know how he does it, he goes, "Guess what? We're going to be back in, you know, Central and South America, and we're going to be in Cartagena." And I thought it was just an immediate hell yes for me, Diane. I knew I'm going to be there because if I'm going to do my first advanced retreat and really dive into this neuroscience for optimal living, it's going to be Cartagena. So that is how it kind of unfolded. And, you know, and I said, you know, one day I'll be back. So I went back into Cartagena, arrived, I think it was January 2023, we were there. Yep. And it just felt great. It was like I had never left. Like when I landed at the airport, I remember there was a long line. And I think we stayed at a different hotel than you all. But being, you know, right on the water and experiencing the culture. And then ironically too, emerald is my birthstone. So I've always been, you know, a aficionado of emeralds and manifested the actual owner of all the emerald stores in the city center there. And he took me on a tour of the Emerald Museum and, you know, just all the beauty and what goes into finding the perfect emerald for you.
My goodness. That's so crazy. And even just as a side note for the emerald, for me, is following the signs and following your gut and your intuition is that this was my first advanced retreat with Dr. Joe. And as I was going through the airport, as I was picking up my bags, there were two billboards. There was one that said Diane, my name, and then the other one said Lucy Jewelers. And the only thing I could think of is no matter what, I am going to get down to Centro and I'm going to Lucy Jewelers. And so literally for me with that quick decision was we were on our last break and I saw you because you said, "Oh my gosh, did you get it?" is like the first thing you could say to me. I'm like, how does she remember? Like what's so important to me is like, that is true friendship, right? When you're calling me out and making sure that I follow my own prompting. And so I zipped in a cab on our last break of the week, zipped to Centro, zipped into Lucy Jewelers, this beautiful jeweler. And I just said, "Everyone stop. No one talk to me. Give me a second." And I went and I just went like this. And I said, that's the one. So they wrapped it. They did the certification, all of that stuff. And so it was that, it's just that magic when you follow the magic that ignites your inner essence, right? And it's just, it could be little things like finding the emerald, right? But it is, it's like finding our own emerald in our life, our own gemstone, whatever that looks like. And so Suzanne, going all the way back, I think about, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? Can you tell me, was this always a dream for you? Was this what you wanted to be when you grew up? Or what did that look like? And how, if not, or if so, how did you move into being from an adult young woman to in the Navy combat fighting and doing all of those crazy things that you did?
Well, I think it goes back to my family, Diane, and I had my grandparents, my dad served in the Air Force, so we had a long lineage of service members and patriots and serving our country, and I wanted to follow in those footsteps. I thought, you know, I want to defend our constitutional republic and defender of freedoms overseas and abroad, so that we can have and enjoy the freedom here on the homeland. And so that's what kind of led me to the Naval Academy and moving into, you know, a beautiful space and being able to serve our country in that capacity. And I think it really started then. And then as a young athlete, I was an athlete my whole life. I was a swimmer. I was track and field. I did cross country, played golf, and did a lot of startup teams because, as you know, women's sports wasn't a huge thing, like just like we're seeing in soccer and other things that have evolved over the years. And that really led me, that combination was like a great catalyst for everything I did in the rest of my life and the discipline and the focus and the rigor that's required in all areas of life and business, especially. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of correlations to that. And and it just kind of led, you know, one thing led to the other. And then I remember meeting my blue and gold officer. And this is actually, I share a lot of this in the chapter of the book I'm co-authored in called The Military Effect, yes. Which came out in May.
And congratulations.
Thank you so much. We met and he just said, have you considered one of the service academies? And so I thought, you know, let's explore. So, you know, I went to all the service academies, got in, but it was really Annapolis that really resonated with just my my desires and where I saw myself. I had always watched military movies and I thought one day I could do that too. And that's what led me into naval aviation in the beginning part of my career. And then I can remember too, when I was a midshipman and an ensign, our superintendent always shared, if you're not having fun anymore, then just, you know, go, you can leave, you know, like you can go into civilian life after your tour, your commitment's over. And I never really had that. It was always like one thing to the next. My career was very unconventional. It didn't follow a linear path at all. Mm-hmm. But I've always been unconventional and that's kind of how I approach life and the rest is history.
Wow. It's so beautiful because as you're speaking, I'm thinking, wow, so this woman has such a sense of unshakable optimism, right? And I think that just, it shines through you. And having said that, you know, it doesn't mean that behind closed doors or like, you know, going through the growth and the learning how to be a leader in our own life, that you don't have challenges. So is there anything that grounded you or, you know, as someone who is a female, you know, strong role model and also a female role model, was there, you know, an influence, maybe a female influence or an influence that allowed you to, you know, because you said, you know, I watched the show or I watched that on TV and I thought I could do this. So mm-hmm. it takes a lot of guts to believe, well, if they can, I can. And I believe too, that is one of the main reasons why I wanted to do the podcast to showcase and, you know, have conversation with people such as yourself. I want people to hear a story so that wherever they are in their own life, and it doesn't mean you need to join the Navy or, you know, be a public speaker globally the way that you are, but, you know, what influenced you and or how did you know to stay grounded in certain influences? Or can you share, you know, elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of that, Diane, was my parents. I had amazing parents and God bless them. They're in the eternal homeland right now. Or they entered the eternal homeland. Mm-hmm. And it was always unconditional love. And I would say, Mom and Dad, you know, like the map behind me actually is my homeland of Slovakia and a bunch of the places I served in the beginning part of my career. Wow. And my uncle had it, my mom's brother, and he would put pins everywhere that we were in station. So you can't see it in detail, but it has all the pins of places I've served or led operations and missions. Also studied. I studied abroad in Italy and Spain.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And but what's really cool is they never said, you can't do this. Like I'd be like, Dad, I think I want to, you know, go to Copenhagen. And he's like, okay, great. You know, you've got your money saved and, you know, you're going to be on a flight this summer with some other colleagues that were going from a group in our community in Pittsburgh. And and just nothing was ever like pushed back. It was like, you know, if you want to do it, great. And, you know, some guidance in the sense of, you know, consider this or XYZ, or maybe research, you know, how that might show up or interview people. So I did a lot of informational interviews. And I think early on, because there was one point I wanted to be a lawyer as well. And so I remember talking to my other uncle, and he just shared, he goes, I don't think you're best. He's like, you could do it, but it won't bring the full embodied life that you have now and the experience, because you're such a global adventurer. Mm-hmm. And I remember as a small child, my uncle coming back from various trips abroad. He was an artist, a fine artist in Italy. And he would share different places he went and photos. And then I would hear him speaking Italian on the phone to his friends back in Florence, Italy. Yeah. And he was also in Corsica. And it was just like, I just had a real sense of like, that's what I want to do. And I think that is really where growth happens. And it's my happy place is traveling and learning other cultures. And everyone has their happy place. Maybe it's going to the gym, or maybe it's, you know, sailing or a hobby. But that's sort of like, travel is a hobby and also my happy place.
Yeah. And you have your travel companion with you at all times as well, too. Yeah. Because not only are you, you know, everything that we've shared, but you're also a loyal dog mama, just like me. So we have so much more in common than we thought. It's interesting, too, because you've been through so many experiences, right? And you've explored, you know, the opportunity to potentially have more experiences. And then you kind of did your own like kind of inner due diligence of what speaks to you, what feels light. So can you share maybe, is there anything that you're surprised about yourself that you learned through these experiences that, you know, help you to stay grounded in the essence that you are, or, you know, that you could share with people? Because I do feel we learn about ourselves through things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think part of that, Diane, is first off, knowing your own inner compass, your own moral compass, how you show up in the world, and not being influenced by outside sources, whether that's social media, other people. And I always believe your life isn't up for committee vote. So as a leader, especially executive leader, and some of the spaces I've served in corporations, organizations, nonprofits, and the military, at the end of the day, the buck stops right here with you. And it's taking ownership and accountability for yourself. But I think the more you are aligned in your brain, your heart, your gut, then you have agency. You actually can master your environment in that situation versus asking everyone else what they think. Because at the end of the day, when you read the facts, you know, you can make that informed decision. And that's some of the areas that I'm really passionate about too. And also have always been a seeker. So seeking out new ways to do things, innovation. I've always been an early adapter. And again, it's following that intuition and knowing, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. And having the supportive system too, I think that's huge. Like your network and who's around you to help midwife and be that scaffolding when you're birthing a desire, so that you don't feel left out or alone in doing so, and keeping that coveted too, so that you can actually make it happen. And again, not asking everyone what they think. And I think part of that too is just staying, you know, you just have to put in the work and you've got to keep your nose down and do the work, and great things happen.
I agree. And I also think by doing that, you gain the confidence within yourself. So you're not as much looking outside of yourself to not validate or confirm what we're doing. But I feel like the clarity comes to us with that gut feeling and the intuitive messages that come to us while we're moving forward and creating that confidence. It gives us more confidence and we build it. And I love what you said as well about, because I'm all about peer groups, you know, I say it many times, is that you know, you love your friends, you love your family, but you choose your peers, you choose your tribe. And I was actually listening to a beautiful podcast, love podcasts, around friendships and talking about, you know, who are the friends that not only can you call when you need help, but who are the friends that you could say, I just won an award and I am so effing excited, or this happened to me today, you know, where you know that you can actually go and share your shine, right? And so I think it's beautiful because that influences everything, and it's a key for us to stay on that track and on that path of us shining our own light. I love your conversation with me behind the scenes, talking about the different nonprofits and foundations that you're a part of. Now, you do a lot of work with the Gift of Healing modalities for veterans. you know, along for PTSD. And can you touch on that? I think it's a super important topic that I don't want to forget to cover around the work that you're doing with veterans.
Yes, great question, Diane. So I'm part of many organizations and nonprofits in an advisory role and kind of behind the scenes. But one of the ones I'm most passionate about is Behind Thin Lines, which focuses on alternative healing modalities and innovation therapies for first responders and veterans, those that are at the front lines. And, you know, a lot of these people fought for our freedom overseas and on the homeland. And we were always told overseas, okay, we're going to win the hearts and minds of, you know, the people of this population that we're going to be serving in. And I think more importantly, what's most paramount right now is healing the hearts and minds of those that have served. So with veterans, with first responders that see this on a daily basis. And so that's some of the work that we're doing in it's an emergent technology, really. And the more you can recover and heal, the better you'll be in business, sports, and life.
Right. And also the strength and confidence to say, do that what you're doing is now taking the role that you were in the field and now moving it onto the stage and through your own healing, showing up so that you can actually then, it's like a full circle. So can you share for those that may be curious, just as a high level overview of alternative healing modalities, like what are a couple, you know, I think also 30, 40 years ago, maybe they were available, but they weren't part of the mainstream. So like any technologies or a couple that you want to share on that maybe surprise you, because clearly you did your due diligence on that as well too, these amazing offerings and gifts of healing modalities that are available to those that are, you know, in that capacity.
Yeah, the three top of mind, definitely Dr. Joe Dispenza's work in neuroscience and the discoveries that you are the source, you can heal your body. I think for veterans and first responders that have a higher level perhaps of trauma, not necessarily out from the field, but it's the layer of the baseline you come into it. So childhood trauma, unresolved issues, and then you have all that, that's your baseline, right? And now you're out in the field or in diverse asymmetrical environments and performing. So you have this built up events that happen in your life and experience and trauma. And then you're expected to show up, you know, shiny and bright, you know, at the office. And that's where I think like a stick of dynamite, that's the psychedelic experience. So working with psilocybin, like Beckley retreats and safe environments. And there's amazing programs that do that with Vet Solutions, Behind Thin Lines, Heroic Hearts. There's so many amazing things happening in that space of healing and the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And And then the other one is BrainTap with Dr. Porter, Patrick Porter. And that is similar to like Dr. Joe's, a headset that you wear. And actually there's various programs you can listen to and it kind of just sets and resets you to allow to have that clear coherence and just feeling of joy.
I want to make sure then too, as well, in the resource section of our show notes that we provide anything that you've touched on that can be helpful to the audience or, you know, friends and family members of those that are able to catch this and maybe share this episode. I think it's just really beautiful. We learn so much from other people who are, you know, we are able to discover certain things and sometimes, you know, we don't have everything at our fingertips, but then there are people like yourself who are tapping into these beautiful modalities that can also then help the people that we love so much. And so Suzanne, I also want to now, you know, just for the, I want to make sure we touch on the work that you're doing now as a resilient leader, expert advisor, you're working, you know, as a keynote speaker, one of which I would love for you to share, you know, one of the recent keynote speeches that you did in New York City, what that looked like. And in that, I would love for you to share, like, what are the components of your speaking that are really allowing others to go within themselves when it comes to like being a good leader? Or if you could touch on some of the highlights of what it is that you share in this beautiful space and arena that you're now in on the other side of your career.
Oh, yes. Great question. Thank you. So I think part of it is, you know, what comes top of mind now, first and foremost, is when you go within, that's when you really discover and uncover your mission within. So it's having those quiet moments, being able to reflect. And it's the preparation, it's the rehearsals, Diane, and everything. Because the more you rehearse, the better you are. And that's how you can show up in present moment and execute, whether it's chair flying a plane or rehearsing for a speech, getting comfortable up on stage. And I was fortunate, a very dear friend of mine, Dave Sanderson, who was the last passenger out on Miracle in the Hudson, and really helped save a lot of lives getting people out of the plane in that cold, frigid day in January 2009. He had asked me last fall, he said, "Suzanne, I know you're going through some really amazing training. Would love for you to be the opener keynote at our 15th anniversary." And without further ado, I said, "Yes. What do I, you know, tell me, you know, what's the venue, where will we be, who will be there, et cetera," and all the planning aspects with the event planner. And yeah, it was beautiful. It was my inaugural keynote for that event. And we talked about service and we talked about the first responders and just the humility and the synchronicity, Diane, of what could have been a much different outcome. Actually, it was one of the most amazing down in the history of aviation for a ditching effort, you know, of Captain Sullenberger landing the plane and the miraculous efforts that followed thereafter, and hence the movie made after it, too. Yeah, it was amazing being there. And yeah, as a public affairs officer, I was always the one briefing everyone or prepping them. Yeah. The media. Now I'm in the center.
Yeah.
But I feel like my brothers and sisters in athletics and arms prepared me for that event, and being able to embody the experience and be real time with like 15 international media outlets, and being there and able to talk about service, and then being right where just yards away, literally from where that plane made its journey on the Hudson. Yeah. And we do talk about the 1 degree, and that kind of prompted another discovery from that event, because they always said if the plane had gone 1 degree east, 1 degree west, or down, like much different outcome in considering that population with Manhattan, Jersey City, you know, it goes down in history as one of the most miraculous aviation events.
It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. Do you have, because you had the 15 media outlets, is there a footage of your speech? Like, am I able to find that?
There's some. We did shoot a Facebook live stream because it was moving around the original where the venue was going to be. They moved it last minute. So I was actually doing, instead of preparation, I was actually doing a lot of operations, getting stuff.
Goodness.
Knowing how to do that, because I used to obviously be in the Navy. Yes. So getting it lined up with, you know, the media that were there. But yeah, we have some on live stream and I can send that to you. But
I would love that.
Yeah. But my signature keynote now actually is on resiliency, and it's resiliency is your greatest superpower. And I kind of bring people into the story in a live audience and share these experiences and how they relate to your life, whether that be in the boardroom or the wardroom. And I talk about the 8 superpowers, and these are, each of the superpowers are an arrow in your quiver. So it's like, which arrow can I pull out of my quiver? And
oh, I love that.
Yeah, be able to share for, you know, like pull it, you know, like,
yeah.
As you know, shoot into life, whether that's adaptability or it's building community. And I really distill down into specific stories and the takeaways from those that were super insightful. Going all the way from, you know, my childhood years into present moment and how it applies, because I think today's population, especially those in middle school now, high school, finding that direction, where they want to go, planting the seeds of their future, and being able to take the right actions and the right engagements to get them to where they want to be.
Wow, that's interesting. So do you feel, or are you already immersed in speaking to the young adult population, or is that something that you are planning on doing? Because I like, for instance, my niece who just She's 18. She just, you know, she's in her first couple of weeks of college. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, you couldn't pay me to, you know, you couldn't pay me enough to go back, even though it was so fun at the time. I just feel like we had it differently. We had, things were different. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have social media. We didn't have, you know, COVID, which again, you know, I think about her in high school, her first year of high school was not in high school. Right. And so there's a huge difference for the millennials. I think you still call them the millennials. I'm so old. That is such a different playing field for them. And if I, you know, if they could have influences and those that can teach us resilience or teach us even some, you know, superpowers of what that looks like for moving forward, what a blessing to also remind them that they have their own inner essence and that they have their own strengths and reasons why they're here. I think that it's just such a powerful opportunity for those in that space. So is that something that you do work with, or is that, in the future, or what would that look like?
Well, it's funny you should say that or ask it, because when I was in training in our grad program at Heroic in Lambertville, New Jersey, last fall, we would always meet for dinner afterwards with our cohort. And I remember being in this one restaurant in New Hope, PA. And we were sitting next to like another couple at this restaurant. And they said, oh, are you guys from Heroic? We're like, yep. And they're like, well, tell us what you're working on. And I shared about resiliency. And they're like, oh my gosh, will you speak at this university? Or insane kind of thing of how to bounce back in these diverse and complex environments that primary, secondary, high school, college, universities, people are, or students are facing, for that matter, and teachers, professors, moving through that. And yeah, it's a relevant topic because it's not if, but when the next crisis happens, right? So that's something that is a pillar of what I speak about and also how I live my life. You know, it's always being in that state of preparation, readiness. So then when stuff does happen, you can, you know, take a deep breath, stay close, and just come from that place of power, your inner power and essence.
I love that. And I think about even with the word resilience, what comes to me also with that, that coupled with it for me is resourcefulness. I feel like when we are resourceful, you know, we don't know everything and we can't know everything, but when we can say, okay, well, I'm going to find out, and being resourceful so that we could build that resilience within ourselves. And speaking of superpower, I want to talk about Zena. I want to bring Zena in for a minute. So explain to our community. So you go by Suzanne Zena. Is your call sign. What does that mean, and how did that come about in your life? Because I feel like you embody her very well.
Thank you so much. I'll take it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny. On my military effect, I had a podcast with Gene Moran, who's another co-author, and he was a Navy surface warfare officer. He drove ships, and he's like, okay, naval aviators, we know, you know, you have a call sign. So tell us, give us the backstory. So, for those of you that don't know, call sign is something that is given to you. It's not something that you create yourself.
Right.
And
wow, so, you did a very good job of being called into that sign. That call sign. Then. Wow.
And there's various call signs out there. You're kind of like, how did they get that? When I had checked into my squadron, and it's your squadron mates, it's your senior leadership. And I think it was my master chief. And it was just at the time in the height of Xena and Hercules. And it's still popular now, I think, on Hulu. But he's like, we were the warrior group as well. So it just kind of fit. And it was just, it stuck. And so it was like Xena, the warrior princess. But it's now evolved into, based on, you know, just my life experience and what resonates most with me as a leader, technology leader as well, and as a advisor, it's a warrior advisor. So it's embodying that essence and keeping it. And a lot of my peers, you know, if I haven't seen them in a while, they say, "Hey, Zena, what's going on?" And I also play off of it, because at the end of the day, it's about being closest to the X, meaning the target of whatever you're focused on in life. Okay, I want to finish my homework by tonight. I want to get an A on this test. I want to run it, you know, participate in a triathlon, whatever it is. It's being close to that X. So like Xena, spelled with an X, obviously. So being closest to the X, the target, and staying in that space of focus and discipline.
Wow. That is so beautiful, because I do, as you know, we've shared behind the scenes just in our beautiful conversations, is just really that our dominant thoughts are everything, right? And we have to sometimes stop and take inventory, you know, because we create everything outside of us through our inside, our thoughts and our mindset. And so it's beautiful, because even just in hearing you say that, I'm thinking, I'm going to use that. Like, this is so important for me in the, you know, the projects that I have coming up and the things that are so near and dear to my heart. And sometimes a couple of days can go by, I'm like, where did she go? Where did I have to like pull the balloon down.
Well, that's why your reading, 10X is easier.
10X versus 2X. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do a little pivot. I want to talk about 10X versus 2X. I am on the last conversation back and forth now. I'm finished the book, and I have about 17 minutes left in the last part of the audio, the audible around 10X versus 2X. And I know you've actually listened to it or read it 4 times already.
Right.
So I'm only on my first, and I already know, okay, I can't wait to reread it. Right. I think the first time you just have to let it kind of marinate, the change in mindset around what does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to actually be productive? Because we have to unlearn a lot of things. There's a gentleman, Cal Callahan, I'll put his podcast in the show notes, that I met through my friend Scott in Colombia. And his podcast is called The Great Unlearn. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's true. It's not even all so much about learning new things. It's about having to unlearn things that we were just, they're taped in our heads, right? So with 10X versus 2X, which again, I'll send the resource in the show notes. I'm just really taken away by it. It's actually quite exciting and scary to think of all of the free days that I'm going to honor myself. And, you know, in 2025, what will I do? I'll come visit you, or you can come visit me. Can you share how that impacted you? Even if someone hasn't read it, and they, you know, what does that look like? What's the premise for you? And what did that take away for you to feel more productive?
Yeah. So the biggest takeaway, I think, first off, I love the format. I like how they interview each other. Dan Sullivan, you know, the grandfather of all this, really such a humble approach. And he has a program called Strategic Coach, where he works with people to really embody this 10X lifestyle. And it's on the premise that you could do something very transactionally, right? It's like 2X. It's like drive car to store, go get groceries, right? Or you could 10X it, and it's like you think about what you want to do and actually get 10 times more results in bounty doing it the 10X way, which is a focus, and it aligns with the performer's mindset and approach and protocol for life. So for instance, when you think about even how our world is structured, or especially in the US, when you think about Henry Ford, the car, you know, the Model T, and when they were making those, and then to have people to be able to drive them, it was still like a 6-day work week, right? There was like maybe one day. And Henry Ford was actually one of the catalysts for having a weekend. So having that time off to reset, recover, and again, the people that recover the best are the winners. Like that's the winning formula in life. Yeah. So that's kind of how Dan Sullivan approaches it. And it's going off of kind of how you allocate your energy. So you have focus days, you have buffer days, and then you have free days. So your focus states all centered around your unique ability, or as I call it, your zone of genius. There's a book out called The Big Leap, and talks about your zone of genius and your zone of excellence. So your zone of genius, that's all you do, whether it's like writing content, giving a speech, being with your people, leading them, leading a troop in a mission, flying a mission in combat. And so that is your focus, your unique ability. And then you have buffer days. Buffer days would be meetings, phone calls. And it's because your brain is actually wired to handle one thing at a time. So just like computers, they don't multitask. They do what's called context switching. Learned this working with IBM and mainframes. So all the engineers I worked with heavily on tech projects, they always taught me this. It's not multitasking. You actually slow down. Mm-hmm. And you don't accomplish as much. So you have your buffer days where you do all your other things. And then your free days is doing what lights you up, whether that's being with your family, if it's going outdoors in nature, if it's doing artwork, if it's traveling. And then when you can kind of set up your weeks like that and your days and then months and periods, that's where you have maximum, I would say, not so much accomplishments, but you just have a 10X approach to everything you're doing, whether it's return on investment. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. And it's like maximum performance in all ways, right? Absolutely. Because I think for many that are listening or watching us today, they could, I think about myself how, you know, it used to be like, I can multitask. I'm like, oh, if I multitask at the end of the day, I'm like, did I do anything? Mm-hmm. Right. I really could, like, I mean, it's scientifically proven. Maybe like, you know, follow yourself for a week and see where your performance, you know, optimal levels are and not so optimal levels. And I think the most important thing that I got from this book that reiterates and piggybacks off of what you said is that when you're doing something, you're in it then. So yes. Say for instance, for many people, they have, you know, jobs, kids, business, responsibilities, nonprofits, all these beautiful things. But what are you thinking about when you're with your children then? Are you thinking about what you didn't get done at work or the email that you still have to do tonight that you hope that you don't forget? So I feel like this 10X versus 2X, the performance scope of it is really beautiful and the magnitude of what you could perform is beautiful, but it also, from a spiritual and energetic perspective, brings presence to everything that you do. Because who doesn't want to have a day off where they're literally in their day off versus only thinking about what they're going to do or what they still need to get done? So then you're not really enjoying that magical time that you're gifting yourself. So I'm really excited to take this book and run with it, listen to it again, take some notes. But I love that because it's just 10Xing our life, because it's going to be different for everyone. And so that was such a gift that you had sent me. And I just jumped on right away. I thought, okay, if Suzanne's listening to this, I need to do this too. So for you, Suzanne, I want to also ask you, and this just came to me as we're chatting about 10X. Whenever we met in Colombia, you know, there is a magic there. And again, you don't have to run to a 7-day, you know, retreat. I mean, I highly recommend it. But there are so many. Dr. Joe's actually doing a 3-day, he's doing a 3-day online event that I just got an email for. So it's coming up. And it'll be replayed by the time this airs. He's always doing these beautiful things. But I wanted to ask you, so for myself, when I went to Colombia, as an example, things that influence us, whether it's a book, an event, a speaker, a retreat, that things came to me of lofty visions that I had, including, you know, insert Lucy Smiles Living Room podcast here, that happened to me through being influenced by something bigger than myself. And so whether it's a book or it's a speaker or it's a retreat, is there anything for you moving forward? Because I feel like you seem to have been in the height of the career spaces that you've been in. But is there something that is in your mind's eye? You know, when you can think it, you could put it in your hands. It's that if you could see it in the mind, you can put it in your hand. Is there anything for you as you're moving through this resiliency, this leadership, these beautiful projects that you're working on to give back to the veterans through the alternative healing modalities? Is there anything that you are working on that you still see in your mind's eye that you're excited to be launching? Because I believe if you feel it's a sacred place to share, is there anything that's coming up for you or that you're excited to launch, to grow, to bring about in the material world through the visions that you've been having, maybe through your own inner work?
Yeah, I think a lot right now, it's really about embodying it, holding space for the visions, the projects, and it's the micro things to happen, right? So it's like yesterday, I was at a rehearsal, giant amphitheater, like out like a Greek amphitheater almost, and my sister was my audience. And I was doing all the things I've learned, blocking stage, embodying like your words so that you don't have to rely on technology to deliver your transformational experience to your audience. And so it's really about slowing down to speed up. That's kind of my theme for fall. And with fall happening this weekend, it's not moving faster than I feel, because I think so many times we move through life, Diane, and we don't take the time to digest what just happened. And whether that be a traumatic experience or a celebration, like we don't celebrate enough. So one of the things I do now, I don't ask people how they are, because how they are is past tense almost, you know, unless they're very skilled. Like if I asked you, how are you? You could be right now, I'm feeling joyful. I'm feeling happy. unless you prompt them to say, you know, to share it with right now I'm feeling. But most of the time, people, when you say, how are you? They talk about the past, right? Yeah. So now I ask, what are you celebrating today? What are you grateful for? And it puts it in the prefrontal cortex of your brain. Yeah. So you're thinking forward and you're thinking, what am I celebrating? You know, I'm celebrating that I have a pumpkin spice latte today, you know?
Do you actually have one?
Yes, I had one.
You're influencing me already. You're influencing me. I know that I can too, because you are.
Absolutely. It's a ripple effect, right? So in all honesty, it's about just being present and taking the small joys of life, because you only live once. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. And it's celebrating the moment. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, right? You can look at it. There's dark and there's light. But I think when you focus on what you're excited about, what you're grateful for, you honor what's happening. You don't dismiss it. But you approach it with such a better innovation and way of being. And so yeah, that kind of encompasses, you know, from how I operate daily to people I get to work with and organizations and lives I get to, you know, an honor to transform, and being able to be part of that ecosystem. And it's, you know, part of it is when you're in present moment, you go with the energy. You don't go with a chartered way sometimes or intention, because then you're not in present moment. And all the possibilities of outcomes that are incredible happen in the present moment.
Right. And that's why it's so important for meditation, right? And again, meditation doesn't have to be an hour every morning. You want to find something, you know, someone said once before, they say, like, you know, how do you do something? Do it, do whatever you can do that you're actually going to do.
Right.
Right. So if you are someone who said, you know, I can, I will, I'm able to take 10 minutes every morning or only at night, I'm meditating, it would be better for me to marinate in before going to bed. Great. Meditation at night's amazing. And so we don't have to go all in to a 7-day silent retreat, or like I've done Vipassana before, like 10 days of silence. You don't have to do that. And so I just believe that when we could find the tools that work for us, then we will be able to progress, because everyone's progression and everyone's toolbox is going to be different. And there was something that I was thinking about this morning around toolboxes for some reason while I was getting ready. And I was thinking, we also have to take a look at our toolbox and see what's like the tools that are no longer working. How right. about we like, you know, and it just came to me out of nowhere, you know, what's in our toolbox, we have to also evaluate. We do have to sometimes take some inventory, some self-reflection in those quiet moments to take a look at certain things in our life. Maybe it's even like relationships or friendships or jobs or things like that, that are no longer allowing us to be in our evolving essence of where we are meant to be moving forward, because we're always changing.
Absolutely.
And I loved what you said. I wanted to touch on a couple of things before we close out, but one of the things that you had said at the beginning of the conversation was around your core values. Mm-hmm. And I'm right now taking another amazing course through someone who I love, Lee Harris. He's this beautiful spiritual channeler that I've been following for almost a decade now, and he's doing this beautiful course, and we're actually going into our mission statement, our core values. And again, I've done these over and over again, but they're always changing. So my mission statement for Lucy Smiles was completely different 5 years ago than it is now. And then reevaluating, you know, what are my standards for living, not just in my business, but they carry through with me as a woman, as a human, as a leader, as a, you know, as a wife, as a best friend. And so I would love for you, if you can, you don't have to bullet point them, but what are some of the core values for you, Suzanne, that maybe can be transferable for others to say, you know, those worked for you. Maybe you can like tweak them, you know, that are who you are moving forward and who, and what allows you to kind of make sure that you're in check.
That is such a great question, Diane. And as a young child, I think I always lived by I knew my core values. It was just how my family was from Slovakia and the work ethic we had in Pittsburgh. But it's always been my faith first and foremost. And no matter what, trust the process, keep the faith. And that faith can be higher power in anything, you know, what you believe in, if keeps you going. And we talked a lot about that. And when I was a survival instructor in the Navy and training high-risk capture personnel in combat survival, it was the POWs, the prisoners of war, that kept the faith to keep going. The ones that said, I don't, you know, our were going to be released tomorrow, like they didn't make it, you know? So I think in life, you really have to keep the faith daily. Mm-hmm. Second is my family, and keeping harmonious relationships and making sure we're not mad at each other or upset or angry, and really just talking things out, you know, in a healthy manner, to have, you know, great outcomes. And then it's obviously love and health, because as my mom always said, if you have your health, don't have your health, you have nothing. Yeah. And it's true. And that, I think that's why I'm just such a, health junkie and really keen on hypervitality. Because for us to do the work that we're called to in the world and serve, we have to be healthy.
Yeah.
And so doing that, and then I would say it's freedom and abundance. So it's adventure, freedom and adventure. So obviously a lot of that's tied in, as I shared earlier, to kind of bookend it, the freedom that we fought for, you know, in our service to our country, defending this great country, this constitutional republic, and then allowing that and embodying the freedom now to live a freedom-based lifestyle. And that adventure, because it's in those adventures that you really discover who you are.
It's true. It's
those gems of wisdom and the micro moments, like us meeting in Cartagena at the terrace and seeing the iguana, and then walking the beach, you know, and then going back in and being with Dr. Joe and dancing and, like, you know, hear all these amazing, smart global people in one room together, and then the amazing cuisine and, like, you finding your emeralds and, you know, going off to these amazing islands and kind of off the grid a bit. And it's adventures and exploration that you really find yourself, you know? So that's what's most important is your essence.
Yeah. And it's so beautiful as you're sharing that. I was thinking about just meeting you. It ties all into each other's. I love moments in my life where I could walk away, because this is actually what happened after we had breakfast with you the first time, because we ended up being together like pretty much the whole time.
We always find a good dessert.
dessert. And I remember, you know, just walking away, and I would look at Anthony, my husband, and I just said, what just happened? Like, what just happened? And I love that feeling in my life, moments where I could walk away and say, wow, what just happened? Because it's so breathtaking, right? Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to be able to give ourselves the gift of the adventure. I think it's so key. So Suzanne, I would love, is there anything that you want to share that we weren't able to touch on? Is there anything that you want to talk about, or, you know, something that we may have not touched on that you feel is important?
Just in closing, I think it's just be you, be who you are. The world needs more of you, not trying to be someone else, not trying to perfect things, because I am a recovering perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, be you, because life and creation is messy. And when you embrace that and honor that, then you can, you know, I would say just the possibilities are limitless. Mm-hmm. So just be you, embrace the moment. Everything's going to be okay. And trust the process. Trust the, you know, everything happens for you.
I love that. And I also want to touch on what you said with your core value statement around harmony. Mm-hmm. When I heard you say that, I want to just highlight that for a moment, because I think a lot of times we think we need to find balance. Mm-hmm. And try finding that. it's like a moving target. So I feel like when you said the word harmony, that's something that's really key for me too. And I wanted to just highlight that if someone didn't hear you say that, it's finding harmony within relationships, finding harmony within health, harmony mm-hmm. within our schedules, right? So that we can not be, you know, setting ourselves up for failure, but we're setting ourselves up for success. And I think that's also where the 10X versus 2X mindset comes in. I think that's also, you know, just everything we touched on around even alternative healing, whether you want to learn something that's going to be supportive of you on your, we're all healing, we're all here to heal. And we're all here to really discover our relationship to ourselves while we're blessed to be on this timeline. So I feel very harmonious, you know, in this conversation. I feel we touched on a lot of things that are going to be so valuable for the community. So I just want to thank you so much, Suzanne. You're such a shining light, and you're such a beautiful leader. And so also before we go, and I will obviously have all of this information in the show notes, where can we find you? What is happening moving forward? Is there anything specific that you want to share, or where people can maybe even, you know, consider hiring you? What does that look like so that we have an understanding?
Well, the easiest way, in like everything in life, it starts with a conversation. Oh, hello. Yeah. How are you? Do we connect? You know, do I like you? Do you like me? And do we light each other up? I'm very active on LinkedIn. Love posting just things that, you know, have been my life experience, I think could be helpful and serve others to help them live better lives. And we're updating my website, SuzanneLesko.com, so you can sign up. And when it goes live with the new content, you'll be first to know and be notified.
Yeah.
And then I have some other engagements that are more, you know, they're private, not public yet. But everything will be on my website. And then LinkedIn, again, is the best way to connect.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Oh, my cup is full. And I think you have happiness on your cup. What does your mug say today?
Happiness. I thought so.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you filled my cup with happiness today, Suzanne. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being here, for sharing your essence and the magic that you have followed to ignite your own inner essence. And so friends here today that were able to watch this beautiful conversation, maybe the replay, YouTube, and all of the podcast platforms, if this touched you in any way, I would love to hear. I would love for you to comment. Send me an email. It really helps me to understand what you want more of, what conversations are really helping you to find your own inner essence. And if you can share this with someone who may just have a nugget or two that come from this conversation, my dream and my mission, as everyone knows, on the Lucy Smiles Living Room podcast and my writing and my social media is to remind you every day to follow the magic that ignites your inner essence. And so until next time, thank you so much, Suzanne. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Thank you.
Hey, friends. Thank you again for following and tuning in to the Lucy Smiles Living Room podcast. It really does truly support my mission to help inspire you through our beautiful guests that I also want to thank who have come on to share their beautiful stories of transformation. If you want to connect with me privately, you can actually go right to my website, lucysmiles.com. Feel free to send me a personal email. You can also catch my newsletter by subscribing, which also includes my weekly intuitive messages. If you're on social media, you can follow me with my handle, I am Lucy Smiles. And if this was inspiring to you and something helped support you on whatever the journey is that you are going through, please feel free to review, write a comment, and most importantly, if you can subscribe and share this episode and all our other episodes, that would be amazing. My dream and my mission is to truly help you to follow the magic that ignites your inner essence. And so until next time, we will catch you soon. I hope to catch you on the next episode.